I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Earlier this month, the federal government and the state of Vermont released new targets for cutting pollution in Lake Champlain. They also came out with a detailed plan for how the state should hit those targets. But as VPR's Sam Gale Rosen reports, that's already drawing some criticism.
The EPA's targets require a more than 30% reduction in phosphorus flowing into the lake. Stephen Perkins, Lake Champlain project manager for the EPA, says the federal agency has looked closely at the state's implementation plan and is confident that the measures proposed will meet the targets. The plan aims to reduce phosphorus from a variety of sources, including farm fields, paved surfaces, and dirt roads.
We are in a good position to specifically evaluate how these measures would affect the concentrations in the water. And it's our finding that the measures that are in the state's plan and the extent of those measures is sufficient for us to be able to find that the allocations can be met.
Phosphorus fuels the algae blooms that affect the lake in the summer. The blooms can cause health problems and have reduced property values. The new pollution targets came about after the Conservation Law Foundation sued the EPA in 2008, claiming an earlier plan to clean up the lake was insufficient under the Clean Water Act. CLF Vermont Director Chris Killian says the targets are a positive step, but he has significant concerns with parts of the state's implementation plan.
We're disappointed that so much of the burden seems to be put on very aggressive and, we think, very difficult to achieve retrofits of dirt roads in the watershed when it appears that commercial activities will only receive a pretty light touch with regard to retrofit. And we remain concerned that wastewater treatment plants throughout the basin will essentially be allowed to expand how much phosphorus pollution they're putting in the watershed for a significant period of time.
Killian says CLF will present these concerns to the agencies before the public comment period closes on September 15th. For VPR News, I'm Sam Gale Rosen.